Implosion blocked, Uber's shady drivers, and changing diets. This is a Tuesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
So, Jennifer, this is the sound of nearly 5,000 pounds of explosives bringing down the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. Did you see any of that at all?
I did. It would have been kind of cool to see in person.
Yeah, it was pretty neat looking. A friend of mine who actually lives down there pointed out, he's like, yeah, you get a $1.5 billion stadium next to it, and you just covered it in construction dust. But whatever. Anyway, that was the Georgia Dome coming down. 22 years old, so, you know, it was probably well past its prime.
I'm sure.
Yeah, 72,000-seat arena was the only arena ever used for a Super Bowl, a Final Four, and Olympics.
Seems like it should be kept up just as a museum.
I guess.
Posterity.
Right? Like, somebody should be able to use it, but
yeah.
I guess not. So lots of people gathered around to watch it. A lot of people watching on TV. A lot of different views of it. Now, if you were watching on the Weather Channel, and give a listen here. We've got all the appropriate parts beeped out for you, you know, for your virgin ears. But take a listen.
What's he saying? Get out of the
get out of the way, bus. This is Weather Channel editor James Krugnail, set up across the street from the Georgia Dome, all set to get this amazing coverage of it. Right, a totally different angle than everybody else has got. And right as it goes, or right as it counts down, you see the first explosion go off, and then a MARTA bus, their mass transportation bus, just comes pulling up right in front of it, stops. You see the driver kind of looking over, watching it. And meanwhile, the Weather Channel guy is just, no, you got to be kidding me.
His money shot, ruined.
Pulled right up there, right in front of it.
How close could you get? I'm surprised.
Well,
I mean,
it's you know, there were people on the other side of the street. It was like a four-lane highway, it looked like. And they were there against a fence watching. And then he was on the other side of that street.
Okay.
And you could see cars passing by, and they weren't blocking anything. But then when that bus came pulling up, it's just a giant bus.
Man, timing is everything.
Of course, the internet got a hold of it, and it's become one of the greatest memes ever. And Clemson, the San Jose Sharks, even last night, the Falcons played last night on Monday Night Football, and all the highlights, every time there's something about to happen, they've just got the bus pulling
the bus.
Bus comes pulling in the way. So if you've got some time, I would definitely check out the video, the actual video of the bus pulling in front of the camera on the Weather Channel for the implosion. And then just all the memes are classic. So.
Another example of how having high expectations are never good.
He was probably going to be so excited. He's like, I got the shot. I'm right here. There's nobody in front of me. And like, what? What?
Thought he had the best view in the house.
What a drag. I can see that happening to me. That would be my claim to fame in the background. F this! What the heck?
Couldn't hide his disappointment.
He even joked when he posted the video on his Twitter feed, and all he wrote was, no! So
good
stuff.
He was probably surprised at his own reaction after watching the footage afterwards.
Right. Now, he didn't swear and stuff over the air, as far as I know. I think that was all.
Yeah.
They took care of that to release it later. So.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of bad drivers, not that the bus driver was in the wrong at all here, but shady drivers are costing Uber almost $9 million.
This is a crazy story. This is the story I think you never want to hear. Like, you want to use Uber and feel okay about it, and then you hear this.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, come on.
Yeah. Kind of, I don't know, enter at your own risk.
Right. It's just what you expected, you know?
Yeah. So Colorado is fining Uber, the Uber's parent company, because it found out it was letting people with serious criminal backgrounds or major motor vehicle offenses work as drivers. They found, so the Colorado Public Utilities Commission started looking into Uber back in March. This was back when a passenger said that he was assaulted by a driver. So after, you know, taking a look at Uber, vetting it, the commission found nearly 60 Uber drivers were allowed to work in the state, which is a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And they've all
they
got like criminal.
Yeah. They had felonies on their backgrounds.
Yeah. And some of them were pretty serious. I saw a report this morning, assault and really horrible crimes.
Yeah, and a job like that, you...
And the thing is, Uber knew about it. It's not like they didn't do the background check and these people slipped through or whatever. This popped up and they were like, you know what, we need drivers. We're going to take the risk.
Yeah.
So
maybe $9 million in fines will make Uber pay more attention to this kind of stuff.
Beyond the fines, I want to see some stronger rules laid down for what they've got to follow when it comes to the people that they have driving.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I take Uber, take Lyft, and assume that I'm going to be safe, and everybody should.
Yeah, right.
You should be able to hop in the car and not have to worry about, you know, something happening.
Yeah. All right, well, talking about hopping in a car and feel good about what's happening. This is a terrible segue. This is not even going to work at all. Hey, Jennifer, do you have any dietary restrictions when you go to restaurants? Do you like, are you like one of those, do you have a gluten-free menu? No, nothing? You're right off the menu, right?
Yeah.
You're easy like
Whatever's
that.
Whatever's on there is what I'm getting.
Me too. But that is not the case for millions and millions of people, and it is starting to make a really big difference in the restaurant industry. And the big thing that people are trying to stay away from is flour and dairy, specifically milk. And so I did not know this, but there's the new Starbucks drink, their new hot chocolate drink. Mm-hmm. The milk that they use in there is not from a cow. It's from a nut, an almond.
Oh, yeah. Who knew they had a...
Who knew that? Who knew you could milk an almond? I mean, I learned from a movie that you can milk anything with nipples, but I have yet to see a nipple.
I haven't seen one of almonds.
Right?
They're there if you look really, really close.
And then at like the California Pizza Kitchen, they've got the pizza that the crust is on. It's made out of cauliflower rather than wheat flour.
Oh, wow.
And I've tried cauliflower made like breads
I mean, like mashed potato, like cauliflower mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
Which you and really can't tell the difference.
No, you kind of can't. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, a survey by the global marketing research firm Mintel found that lactose was America's third most avoided ingredient after high fructose corn syrup and genetically modified organisms.
Ooh, I always order extra of those.
Yeah, can I have extra GMOs? and then gluten and wheat were number 7. So
wow, I'm not surprised.
I mean, you know, Subway, Shake Shack, Noodles & Company, tons of them are all making, you know, all have options now on their menus for gluten-free and that type of stuff. And they say that it's a very small market right now, considering what their customer base is. However, having that stuff on the menu makes it brings in more people because it is... You know, it can accommodate more people.
Right.
You know, you've got like maybe a group of people, and then you've got one person who's like, I'm gluten free. You know,
right.
And then
they
it's
have
like,
to
well,
pick
well
somewhere
we, can,
else.
We can go to a Subway because they.
Right.
Yeah. The Strategic Resource Group out of New York said by the end of the decade, almost all national fast food companies will have dairy and gluten free options. So, all right, hey, we got another good hashtag today. It's hashtag middle age a song, and we've got some really good ones here. Want to kick us off?
I will.
All right.
At J. Hirsch 99, comb over troubled waters.
Comb over troubled waters. I love it. At Brushing Off said, let's get a physical.
Oh, that's why you were singing that earlier. I'm like, why do I have that song in my head? You were humming it.
Yeah.
I heard it.
we had an Olivia Newton-John discussion as a result.
At Bound for Bedlam, walk like a quadragenarian. And I had to look that up. I've never heard what quadragenarian is. And it's someone between the ages of 40 and 49.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. At Tim Redpants says, girls just want to have a nice cup of tea and go to bed at a reasonable hour.
That's so true. Yeah. At Michael Lisa 21, my achy, breaky hips.
Nice.
Relate sometimes.
Do this next one too.
At Hunter _ Downs, she eats. She's a bran eater.
She's a bran eater. I just wanted to do that.
That was great.
And then at Aussie Camel 9745. Here's our encore. Oh. Sorry, that's my best accent. Sweet grandchild of mine.
That was brilliant, Rob.
Thanks.
Brilliant.
That should have made you feel like Axel was right here talking to you.
It did, yeah.
Hey, couple quick national days. It's National Red Mitten Day, and I had no idea what this is, and I have no idea why we're celebrating it, because it's National Red Mitten Day represents Canadian Olympic pride. Red mittens represent the pride, generosity, and excellence of every Canadian. So,
all right.
There you go. And it's National Stuffing Day.
National Stuffing Day, 2 days before Thanksgiving.
2 days before Thanksgiving, yeah.
Maybe National Go Buy Your Stuff for Stuffing Day.
Yeah, and in which case, I think we're going to try the White Castle stuffing this year. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I actually haven't heard of it.
No, you've never heard of the White Castle stuffing?
I haven't.
Oh, my God.
I haven't.
Go check it out. It's a recipe. Basically, you're just buying White Castle burgers and stuffing them in a turkey. But, yeah, it's a real recipe. It's a real deal. Yeah.
It's stuffing made out of sliders.
Totally, yeah. It's exactly what it is.
That sounds healthy.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of healthy, to keep up, you know what they say? A morning feed a day.
Keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, I don't know if they say that,
they
actually.
Do. No, they do.
They do. Well, you know what?
New recommendations.
You can, why risk it, you know?
Better be safe than sorry.
Exactly. So go to one of our podcast channels, Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher, and subscribe and review. Also, check us out on Facebook. This has been it. Thanks a lot for listening. As always, this has been a Tuesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.